Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Saturday of the third week of Lent, the 17th of March, 2012. We pray with St. Patrick that we may work for the salvation of our enemies. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Thank you.
So, St. Patrick, bishop and apostle to Ireland. Born around 385, they're not sure, died in 461. St. Patrick is remembered for his heroic role in implanting the church in Ireland. But his first introduction to Ireland was not voluntary. In fact, it was involuntary. At the age of 16, he was kidnapped from his village in Roman Britain and taken to Ireland as a slave to tend the sheep. Sold to a local king, he spent 6 years in menial occupation. His life was not valued more highly than the sheep he tended. All the while, he clung to his Christian faith and dreamed of home. Eventually, he found an opportunity to escape. But he had changed. Apart from the scars of his ordeal, Patrick bore a zeal of a profound faith. He believed his sufferings and deliverance had been ordained for some purpose. After studying for the priesthood in Gaul, Patrick had a dream in which Irish voices, the voices of those who had stolen his youth, cried out to him to return. In 432, by now a bishop, he returned to that land of his oppressors to devote himself to their salvation. Patrick's 30 years as a wandering bishop are the stuff of legend, and he is justly honored as the patron of Ireland. But it is well to remember that Patrick was a victim of Irish injustice before he became the symbol of Irish pride. His spiritual conquest of Ireland followed a prior victory of love over the anger and bitterness in his own heart. In today's gospel, Jesus is being criticized for hanging out with sinners and tax collectors yet again. And he addresses this parable to those who are convinced of their own self-righteousness. Right? Self-righteousness means that I make myself holy. Well, when we say it like that, none of us would ever claim that. But how often have we looked down our long noses at some pitiable soul lost in addiction or sin or adultery or greed or envy or thievery or drunkenness, just as the Pharisee had. Probably more often than we'd like to admit. Instead, we could say, "There, but for the grace of God, go I." When I read through the lives of the saints, their tremendous compassion for fellow sinners is born from this deep realization that they themselves could do no better. We like to build ourselves up and say, "I'm like a superhero, right? I can do anything." But that's back to self-righteousness, that I make myself holy. We have to realize that it is God alone who makes us holy. The tax collector's little prayer, right, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner," is what's remembered, is the pilgrim's prayer. Prayed over and over again, right? "Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner." But somehow we've gotten to the 21st century and forgotten that I sin. We were pretty quick to point out others' sin. That's easy. But somehow we've forgotten that I sin. I think Patrick can pray for us today to triumph over that self-righteousness. He certainly triumphed over any sense of bitterness, pain, anguish, mourning over a lost childhood while enslaved in Ireland. And in fact, not only did he forgive those who had harmed him, he sought their salvation. That's a whole other step, isn't it? I thought it was just well and good that I forgive those who injured me. Now God wants me to pray for their salvation? In fact, yes, he does. Because God wants everyone to be saved. That should be my desire as well. I should look forward to seeing my enemies and accusers in heaven, that we might rejoice with one another that we have been saved by Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.